From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. That resolution would have also called for an unimpeded access for the delivery of humanitarian aid to the city. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin says the resolution would only worsen the suffering of civilians by enabling the rebels to regroup. But U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson says the resolution would actually have helped many people receive the aid they need.
With a wave of their hands, Russia, China, and Venezuela showed that they don't want the suffering of eastern Aleppo to end.
The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, and 1 abstention. NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense spending and research. The upcoming administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is also likely to be a key topic of discussion. This week's talks will also mark the last major NATO meeting for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Kerry was in Berlin Monday to receive Germany's Order of Merit Award. He assured leaders the NATO alliance will endure.
We're going to be okay. We're going to make it, folks, and I'm absolutely confident about that. We just have to keep our heads about it and stay steady and keep working in the same direction. And this alliance is not just about the United States and Germany. This alliance is critical to everybody on this planet.
John Kerry speaking in Berlin. This is VOA News. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. France's Socialist Prime Minister Manuel Valls has announced he will run for president in next year's election, speaking Monday to an audience outside of Paris. Mr. Valls says he will quit his job as prime minister on Tuesday in order to focus on his run for president. Following the surprise resignation of New Zealand Prime Minister John Key, Deputy Bill English, Health Minister Jonathan Coleman, and Police Minister Judith Collins all say they will stand for the leadership position. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump picked neurosurgeon Ben Carson, formerly one of his Republican rivals, to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development when the new administration takes office. Trump also met Monday with former Democratic Vice President Al Gore, who said he had a lengthy and productive meeting with the president-elect. The judge in the murder trial of a white former South Carolina policeman accused of shooting a black suspect Monday declared a mistrial in the case. Former patrolman Michael Slager was charged in the 2015 shooting death of 50-year-old Walter Scott. The 12-person jury had seemed close to a verdict on Friday, but Monday told the court they were unable to come to a unanimous decision. The jury deliberated for 4 days. With the Turkish lira, this year's worst-performing emerging market currency, Turkey's president has declared a patriotic war in support of the lira. Dorian Jones reports.
The Turkish lira has fallen more than 10% in the past month, adding to a year of heavy losses. And President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the currency crisis is the latest plot to unseat him. A failed coup took place in July, and Erdogan is warning that what conspirators could not achieve with tanks are now trying by financial means. He calls Sunday for all Turkish patriots to act. Those who keep dollar or euro currency under their mattress should come and turn them into liras or gold, he said. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
A Greek court has ruled against the extradition of 3 Turkish soldiers accused of involvement in July's failed coup in Turkey. The 3 soldiers, part of a group of 8 who fled to Greece, have denied the allegations. A boat packed with 35 Rohingyas fleeing from Myanmar and trying to sneak into Bangladesh capsized on a river, leaving at least 29 people missing. Several sources say that boat was loaded beyond its capacity. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.